Talking now with Dr. Jeff Edwards from Oklahoma State University. Jeff, let's talk a little bit about where we are mid-May now, kind of the home stretch. I guess we're driving toward that finish line for this wheat crop. Your overall thoughts about where we are statewide, first of all?
Statewide, actually, I think we're in pretty good shape. Certainly, we're in a lot better shape than we were last year. And I think we have the potential to harvest a decent crop. There's a pocket around Alva, Cherokee, that area that was a little too dry during the winter, and I think the drought is going to impact that crop. But there are certainly some bright spots. I think this last little bit of rain caught several areas of the state just in time, and if we could get a little bit more moisture in the panhandle, I think we could be on the way to having an extremely good crop in the panhandle.
Now, as we think about, you know, south to north, I know that everybody's been a little concerned this year about nitrogen, having enough nitrogen to finish the crop.
As the state as a whole, we are nitrogen deficient. This was one of those years where the crop really needed a lot of nitrogen. I think a lot of that had to do with the winter that we had, a lot of moisture. Maybe a lot of the nitrogen was moved lower in the soil profile, inadequate root growth to access that nitrogen. So there is a lot of nitrogen deficient wheat out there. And I think we're on our way to 135 to 140 million bushel crop. I think that could have been much larger if we had have had adequate nitrogen fertility out there.
How worried are you about the protein content?
I think that could affect the protein content, but there are so many variables there in terms of weather that can influence the final number in terms of protein. I don't think we were so nitrogen deficient that we are going to have extremely low protein.
Now at this field day, you're talking about varieties with producers. Seems like that we've noticed from the reports we've gotten from Dr. Hunger, keeps mentioning Jagger Jagaline when we start talking about rust.
Yeah, a Jagaline has turned into a vacuum for rust, leaf rust, stripe rust, and powdery mildew. So it's kind of the first plot that you look at when you go to a field or to a location to see if there's any rust present. So Jagger, Jagaline would be the worst hit this year. We saw that stripe rust package break down in those. And the second group would be the Jagger derivatives, Overly, Fuller, OK Bullet, all of those we've seen that stripe rust package break down this year. Not as bad as Jagger or Jagaline, but certainly we've seen the package break down. And those have certainly moved from the resistant category to being somewhat or at least somewhat susceptible.
Now we saw the OSU varieties move up substantially, catching Jagger here in 2010. Does this rust situation, does that mean maybe the final hit on Jagger?
I think so. Jagger has been such a good variety for so long, I think there will still be considerable acreage of Jagger in the state next year, but it's certainly on its way out. I think this has kind of been the death knell for Jagger in the state of Oklahoma. Endurance took the top spot, and I think there's a reason for that. It works well in grazing situations, and it's performed well in terms of grain yield.
What are you seeing in your plots around the state as far as varieties? What stands out to you?
Endurance looks good this year. The wet conditions that we've had, the cool spring has favored those later maturing varieties, so Endurance looks good. The medium maturity varieties, of course, Duster, Dones are two that look really good. There's a new variety from AgriPro called Greer that has looked good. Jackpot looks good as far as an early maturing variety, and Fuller, where you don't have stripe rust, looks really good. The other one that has looked good in the north central area would be Billings. I think it's on its way to have an outstanding year in some of those grain only situations in north central Oklahoma.
What advice do you have producers as we get down to harvest?
At this stage of the game, you know, we're past our window for fungicides. It's just monitor the crop. I haven't seen any wheat head armyworm or any insect problems working on the wheat crop, but we're far enough along now. Just keep an eye on things until harvest, and also make plans for next year. That's the purpose of these variety trials, is to let growers look at some of the newer varieties, and now is the time to be making those plans and lining up some seed of newer varieties to plant this fall.
What do you see timeline wise as far as the harvest? When are we going to get into the harvest various parts of the state?
I'm sure there will be somebody cut wheat before Memorial Day, but I think we're on par to be about a week behind normal, and I think we'll be into mid June before we get rolling really strong. It could all change if we get into the 90s and things dry out more quickly. But I'm predicting we'll be into June pretty good before we get rolling really good across the state.
Now, we thought at one point we were going to be fairly dry this coming week, but now they're talking about more moisture and cooler temperatures. Does that worry you with this rust situation?
I don't know if it worries me as much with the rust situation, because it is what it is at this stage of the game. The stripe rust has kind of subsided a little bit. Leaf rust has come on, and actually the drier, warmer conditions are more conducive to leaf rust. But it does bother me or concern me in terms of harvest. I've dealt with a few wet harvests, and I don't want to go through another one. I appreciate the moisture, but it concerns me a little bit at this stage of the game to be getting this wet.